Welcome to Friday, Friday mornings. This used to be a favorite Friday morning song, and then I started hearing it at Lambeau Field every time, Leroy Butler or somebody would make a Lambeau leap. Somebody would catch a pass from Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers has been in the news for something, and I honest to God don't know what, because I have to say I kind of started to tune him out on things other than game day. Some people, they read their own press clippings enough, and they're just not as fun. Dating the Hollywood women and the race car driver and everything. But then the whole COVID thing hit, and of course he was he misled people with his COVID status, his immunization status, and whatnot. Then you had the Nicolas Cage lookalike appearance coming into training camp. So, he's still our quarterback. I still wish him well, but the hero worship is long since gone. So I saw that he had made some headlines, but I got a busy enough life, Luke, that I don't have to click on everything, about Aaron Rodgers, but you're telling me what he was in the news for. And so of course, when I Google it, the thing that comes up from the New York Post is a headline. Aaron Rodgers says psychedelic drugs led to the best season of my career. Well, there's some good news.
So when you sent me the song request this week, I know the song, Just Want to Bang the Drums All Day.
Todd Rundgren. Yep.
As two things. I knew it because, growing up playing the drums, it was a fun song. But at 5 p.m. every single Friday on the classic rock station that my dad played or listened to, it came on without a doubt. Every Friday at 5 p.m., that was the sign that the week was over, the weekend has begun, and so that's what I knew it as. I grew up, but like you said, it's also the touchdown dance pretty much for every single Packers touchdown now. And so I was like, I don't know why Pat's suggesting this. Does he want to go Packers? Is it just the weekend vibe? I didn't quite understand.
It was totally the weekend vibe. We're hearing him talking about a plant-based psychedelic drug. How do you even say this?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca, I believe.
Is ayahuasca.
Yeah.
A psychoactive tea containing the hallucinogenic drug DMT helped him, quote, unconditionally love myself. To me, one of the core tenets of your mental health is that self-love. It's what it did for me and helped me to see, to unconditionally love myself. It's only in that unconditional self-love that I'm able to truly be unconditionally love others. And what better way to work on my mental health than to have an experience like that? The Post goes on to say the drug has been used for thousands of years as a traditional healing method in Central and South America. Our boy loves himself, it appears.
Nothing to do with, bringing in a great offensive-minded coach to, completely redraw the system and have that be the reason for success. No. That's not the reason that led to the MVPs. It was the psychoactive plants.
that he needs to love himself.
I think it may be one of those correlations versus causation things, Pat, because maybe to him it's the reason, but I would credit Matt LaFleur and the high-powered Packers offense a lot quicker for that MVP, those back-to-back MVP seasons, than I would the psychoactive tea that he drank a few years back.
And we're not going to say that that drugs can't play a role, both good and bad in hopefully by prescription, they can play a role. And I mean, there have been baseball pitchers that have talked about having the best game of their life and they don't really remember it. It's just not something I would really want to encourage. And that's what we've got from our quarterback, is that he's going to need a drug test after every game. I would argue maybe after every touchdown, a ref is going to be running out there with a bucket or a test tube or something.
Does that show up on a drug test? I have no idea. I would not know if the drug screening that the NFL does scans for that.
No.
Can't imagine it does.
I figure they got to do something, much like baseball umpires now. You see when the pitcher comes off the mound at the half inning, they check their hands, they check their gloves, looking for things. We're going to be looking for like plant-based substances that are in his pocket or something like that. I do wish I had some better news, like I said, about the weather with the rain coming through. But I wanted to, it occurred to me this week as I'm telling people about the weather, people are going, where are you getting this stuff? Because we don't have a staff meteorologist here. So I just want to make clear that what it is, it's me reviewing the National Weather Service pages. So it's actually science-based. There's real science behind it. When I say it's probably going to rain this weekend, I go around and check the National Weather Service pages for Milwaukee, Green Bay, La Crosse, Duluth, and the Twin Cities, and then kind of amalgamate them for you. And it occurs to me that even then, I'm probably doing a better job than some of the people that I've seen who do this for a living. Way back when anchoring the news at Channel 13 in Eau Claire, I had the occasion to work with several good meteorologists. And I worked with one who left his paycheck sitting out one day while we were on our dinner break between the 6 and 10 o'clock news. And, you know, none of us really talked about money or salary there. So I was a bit shocked to see that he made exactly the same salary that I did, because as a journalist, I'm expected to get things right pretty much 100% of the time. He was not. I told him about this. I didn't tell him about seeing his paycheck on air, but what I did tell him on air at one point was he put in a 50% chance of rain. And I said, you are not allowed to do that anymore. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, 50-50 is a coin flip. I can flip a coin and tell you there's a 50-50 chance of rain. You're the scientist. So, you know, commit. Tell me it's 51%. Tell me it's 49%, but don't ever give me 50%. And then, of course, under my breath was like, especially if we're getting paid the same amount of money.
The hot mic didn't pick that one up.
No, it didn't. But again, we should hold higher expectations for people who, you know, have science on their side rather than somebody like me that's just, you know, a blithering idiot these days.
I think meteorology has got to be one of those things where you always get the credit, or you get the blame when you predicted it and it came wrong. But nobody is actually like, on a day where you said it was going to be sunny and it was sunny, they weren't like, thanks, meteorologist. I appreciate that. So,
I totally get that. And you know, one of the things, like I said earlier, that I've really enjoyed getting into is Instagram Reels. And there are a lot of TV weather people that make these reels, and some of them are pretty funny, and some of them really like to poke fun at themselves, or they poke fun at the people who, you know, criticize them. They criticize them for their appearance. They criticize them for not being 100% accurate. And, you know, again, we shouldn't expect 100% accuracy. Nature is funny that way. But they do, you know, they do tend to take it in stride. And, you know, I'm glad they have the time to make those things, because, again, you know, unlike some of us, you got a lot of time on your hands in between newscasts once you figured out if there's a 50% chance of rain. We're going to take a break, talk to travel writer Susan Lampert-Smith about day tripping across Wisconsin in our next hour. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is Up North News.